Our technology talk, thanks to OST, Mike LaMonaco, Director of Marketing and Communications, talking about it a lot. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Shelley.
Don't you have a little baby with red hair?
Yes. Yeah. He's not so much a baby anymore. He's six years old, but yes, we do.
I always like to make sure that, thank you for spreading that gene. Brian Hawk, Design Director with OST. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about you and how you spend your day, Brian.
Sure. So I work with clients, helping them to find clarity and direction around how people use digital tools for them. You know, what's the experience like digitally? What should it be? What problems are we looking to solve? It's very interesting.
Yes, and people are wanting that information and needing it?
They are. And it's always good to answer those questions before you start building, before you start creating experiences and touch points.
And that's what OST does, Mike, is make those experiences real for us.
That's absolutely a big part of what we do, Shelley, especially in this ever-changing and evolving world of and technology and design and experience coming together and to create, you know, amazing digital interactions. It's an energizing and challenging space, and we enjoy it.
Great. Well, thanks for talking about it. The evolution of the relationship between the IT department and the organization is our topic today. So as OST moves into, I think, your third decade in business, how have you seen the IT department at an organization evolve? Let's start with you, Mike.
Sure. Thanks, Shelley. Yeah, just coming off celebrating our 20th year in business this past year, and now year 21. So it's been quite a ride, and we have seen the IT side of the organization evolve incredibly from, you know, one that really, you know, over the decades supported and kind of ran the business through infrastructure, through maintaining, through support, you know, both proactive and reactive, but maybe in many companies not looked at as a unique differentiator. And so now today what we're seeing in the mature and high-performing organizations is that both the business side of the lines of business and IT coming together to create unique differentiation, to spur innovation, and to create really meaningful transformative type results for not only for their business, but for their end users. So there's a bit of a maturity model to that. Different organizations are at different places and spaces for many reasons. And for OST, what we really tried to do is to meet those organizations where they are and in order to, you know, help them be relevant and to serve both their internal and external customers in meaningful ways.
What would you add to that, Brian?
Yeah, I think technology and IT are, it's all about integration within companies now, right? So how does IT work with marketing? How does IT work with product development? How does IT work with corporate strategy? And how does that create new value?
Then what does that mean for organizations moving forward?
Well, you know, I think one of the big things, Shelley, is that it means taking a really hard look at what is the value you provide as an organization to your customers, and those are, again, your employees and your end users, and, you know, what are the gaps? What could you be doing better or differently? And it is, you know, there's a lot of different skill sets, right? You know, is digital, is that its own thing? Is that part of IT? Is it across the business? Maybe it's all of those. But you know, as we say, moving forward too, there's a little bit of knowing who you are, because you can't boil the ocean in a day. So there is that, you know, companies still have to run and support, and they need to be forward thinking and to try new things and to iterate and learn. So,
Brian?
Yeah, I totally agree on the point of knowing who you are. The world's changing so fast. It's important that you have a clarity around what is your vision and how do you provide value, not lose sight of that.
Guests, and on behalf of OST, our Tech Talk on a monthly basis, Mike LaMonaco and Brian Hawk, how has OST then changed, I guess, to reflect these shifts in the needs of your customers, Mike?
Yeah. So, you know, we for OST, we've constantly evolved and changed. It's part of who we are, given what we do. And really what our customers need and expect from us. Most recently, you know, we're really excited to announce a little bit of a rebrand for OST and the launching of a new brand called Open Digital. in that, you know, the needs of the IT organization, as we just outlined, have changed and evolved immensely. And OSTU continues to be a leader nationally in that area. And with Open Digital, I'll let Brian talk a little bit more specifically, but, you know, the digital side and what our digital capabilities and organizations, what they need and the impact of that is significant. And conversations and needs and wants of the IT side of the organization versus, you know, marketing and experience and product development are very different. And so we took a long look, you know, over 12 months of really understanding and doing research and talking to our customers around what their needs were and where their visions were so that we could be aligned to that and provide the value that they, again, they expect.
Yes. And the idea that Open Digital sort of brings a human-first lens to technology. That's where we start the conversation is, at the end of the day, all the technology and tools that we develop end up in the hands of people, right? And so let's design for with that in mind. And how do you create experiences and behaviors that support your strategy?
Yeah. More on the word digital. How do you see digital being defined or redefined, I guess, through the work you all do, Brian?
Yeah, so digital, you know, that's a language is an interesting thing. Digital, there's a different teams within companies called digital, but we also believe that digital is about data and analytics and how do these come together to create an experience, right? With connected products, you see this all the time now as you see digital being embedded inside of physical products. And what does that mean? What is the consumer value in that? What's the business value in that? So digital is, for us, a really dynamic word. And, you know, we view that as an opportunity to open possibilities for people.
Yeah, I would add that for as we look at digital, as Brian was alluding to, is that it's both this physical and emotional side. And those really have to come together to create the value for that product and for the user. If you don't have both, and we've seen it fail all over the place in technology, right? We've all had those. We look at it, and it's like, wow, that's a really cool product. And then we interact with the app or the product, and it's like, oh, I don't like this, or it doesn't make me feel great. So,
of course, so much technology at our fingertips. Where should an organization start to make the biggest impact for meaningful innovation here?
For me, it's always asking, you know, what problem are we trying to solve? How do we articulate this problem? How do we measure if we're solving this problem? And the second place I go to normally then is who's going to be using this technology and really applying that human-first lens to your digital needs.
Yeah, I mean, not much to add there. You know, I think that I'll go back to knowing who you are as a company, where are you going, as Brian said, what are you trying to solve? And, you know, sometimes maybe it's not a specific type of technology. Maybe it's a different strategy. Maybe it's taking a different lens and look to your industry. Oftentimes, you know, we do see customers come to us and, hey, we need a mobile app. And what we try to say is, okay, maybe you do, but let's explore what other possibilities, what other problems you're trying to solve or your customers have. Because, you know, maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but let's not assume.
Awesome. Well, I'll assume that we can get a hold of you to continue the conversation. What's the best way to do that, please?
Sure. You know, two websites, ostusa.com. Or now, our new newest brand, opendigital.com as well. So,
digital is even in your name.
Yes.
Yeah. Smart. Thank you very much, Brian Hawk and Mike Lamalico, on behalf of our Tech Talk, you and your OST. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks.